Italian Wine Podcast. Cin cin with Italian wine people.
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast. My name is Monty Walden. My guest today is Veronica Ruggeri. Hi, Veronica.
Ciao. Sorry, but I have my son here with me.
How old is he?
4 years old in June. Okay.
Alrighty, so you have a wine with you.
Okay, yes, I have the wine with me, yes. Okay. Do I bring the bottle with me or after?
No, it's okay. You won an award at 5 Star. What was the name of the wine?
The name of the wine is Cartizze, Isola Dobbiata nel Prosecco Superiore di Cartizze.
Okay, what makes Cartizze special?
What makes it special? Special is very special for me. Because things about the name of Cartizze that remain the same since 6 centuries of age have this name. We are in the area of Valdobbiadene. Valdobbiadene, you know that change a lot of name. Valdobbiadene Superiore, Prosecco, not Prosecco. Anybody doesn't know how to call it, but Cartizze is Cartizze. It's a hill, 107 hectares, very close to our winery, very close to Valdobbiadene. It's called also the Gold Pentagon because it's very south-facing with the sun. So the grape bring all the sun and they call it gold for that case because the grape became a very, very strong yellow. For me, it's something particular because have a complexity of soil that the other terroir in the area of Valdobbiadene doesn't have. We find it's like a hill that starts from 230 from sea level to 300 from sea level. So it's a very is one of the steeper also hill that we find in the area. Is the soil in the northern part is prevalent sandstone and. Sandstone and limestone put together, and the southern part is merlin, marne, and another kind of rock that is called molasse. That is like the limestone, a little bit, or sediment of the limestone. Okay. What is perfect in that wine? Perfect, okay, it's not perfect, but what is the strength of that wine is that the sandstone gives the richness and the complexity. Then also is the position. We are in front of this hill, there is the River Piave, and behind, like a mother, there is the Prealpi that is like that protect from the wind. So the temperature there is a little bit higher, 1 or 2 degrees during the maturation, that is very fundamental for preserving the aromatic part that we find in that hill.
Okay, I have a question. When you're drinking a bottle of Cartizze at home or with friends, what is a perfect dish, un abbinamento for that wine?
Usually if you speak with a sommelier or something like this, they speak about the pasta frolla or some crostata, some cake that doesn't have cream. But in my opinion, and also now there are some tasting with something salt, for example, parmesan or some fish, raw fish or something like that is perfect. And sometimes we have our mountain that have very old cheese that are perfect to balance with the sapidity and the sweetness.
Okay. Hang on, I've got to ask you another. That was the meal. When you were at school, were you a very good student or were you sometimes naughty?
Sorry?
A scuola, com'eri a scuola, brava o faceva la furba?
No, no, sono stata anche bocciata un anno, tranquillo.
Really? So you had to repeat a year?
Yes, you have to repeat also. Okay, no. Not the first one.
Oh, now we've found something a little bit about you. And what about, just tell me about your family history. Is your father with you today?
Sorry?
Tell me about your family history.
My family history, it should be my father also here, but he's planting a new vineyard and he never came here. I don't know where he is. But first of all, he's a man of the vineyard, so vigneron. So what is important for him is to have our own grapes. So in total, we have 40 hectares of grape in the area of Cartizia. We have one. And make us special for that family.
You have an amazing website with an incredible amount of information about the region. Can we just see the bottle? Can you show us the bottle? Can you lift up the bottle?
Ci puoi far vedere la bottiglia? Ah, ok. Because it was in the fridge.
She's going to go and get it from the fridge. I'm not sure if they have a lot of what's in the fridge, obviously. Not sure if her dad is into hunting. A lot of people are in Italy, so there could be a mix in the fridge of some local game, I guess.
I'm sorry.
So, right, you've got to keep it nice and still. That's why I hold it up. Okay.
No, Vittorio. Sorry.
So in this Cartizze, obviously Glera is the main grape. Do you have any, is there a small percentage of the other minor grape varieties that we find in Cartizze as well?
Should it be? Should it be? Because also Cartizze have... Yeah, sì. Aspetta.
There we go. E tieni la così. There we go.
Should it be because in the in the Cartizze area there are also some other indigenous varieties like Pereira, Bianchetto and Verdisio. It's mixed because we have a very old vines, so can be. There is also a plant of Trebbiano thinks about it, but is because in the past, you know, they don't take the bouquet of vines all the same, but they give white grapes variety, but okay, the most of all is Glera grape, also the one that we replanted are Glera, so yes, I think that the 99% is Glera, yes.
How steep is the Cartizze vineyard? We hear it's, obviously you said it's a very hot microclimate, yes, Cartizze, it's like in a bowl.
Yeah, Cartizze is very, very steep, means about more or less can reach, I don't remember, 10-35 degree of steepness, the steepest part. Then there are a little bit less that reach 20, is depending, yes.
Okay. I mean, do you have a bottle of Cartizze every day, or do you drink other wines as well from the other parts of Italy as a family? Are you curious about what's going on in the rest of Italy?
Oh, yes. No, of course. Yes. Our generation is very curious, but the generation of my father are more selfish than of their wines. But no, I drink a lot of different wine, for example. In this day, I have to drink because we are at home, so we drink more than other times. I like several wines. I drink a rosé from Marche last night. I drink another red wine from our area of Veneto, I'm very curious, so I taste a lot of wine, a lot of also branches of wine, so from natural, from the more conventional wine, is depending, yes.
Okay, I've got one final question.
I don't have anyone that is, yeah.
I've got one final question. You're in a restaurant with your wine, with friends or whatever, and the sommelier comes over with your wine and opens the bottle and says, oh, this is a great wine. And he or she comes out with 55 different sapori flavors. What do you say? Are you embarrassed about that? Or do you let him talk? Or do you say, no, we normally only have, say, three flavors in our wine? Sai quando esagerano un po' I sommelier?
Sì.
Questo vino, ciacquito, arancia, 55,000 different flavors. What do you do?
Why? It's depending also because sometimes I think they invented. I don't know if in their mind they ever heard and tasted some something that they say are very. Sometimes I'm agree because I find it also. I like to read also the I don't know le recensioni the what they written about my wine that they give the impression and they say what this one yes I don't find it is very funny. But nowadays that doesn't exist anymore. This figure I think so it's very relative the wine. It's changed a lot the mind.
Okay, final question. Got a final question. What does the future hold for Ruggeri?
The future?
Yeah, progetti, iniziative, what have you got lined up your sleeve? New vineyards, new yes. wines?
Yes, okay. But for le culture, maybe there are there are a project, but now it's a little bit stop it to have like houses for rent. We are very lucky because each of our vineyard have a house, a whole house inside. So we wanted to rebuild it and make like houses for the tourists, for people that want to come in our area to taste wine. In the Brilliant. Other case, for the wine, only for the wine, I would like to do a still Prosecco because I think it is a good idea to taste the basis of the Prosecco, not to be sparkled. Okay, for making people understand that is a very good soil for the winemaking. Maybe we don't, and the aim that I wanted to have is to make the Prosecco longer, getting longer in the time, because the his strength is to be fresh and quick to drink, but after 2 years, he doesn't have more this freshness, this flavor that is the characteristic. But I think with the work we can do it for making a wine that can dower a little bit longer.
Okay, and so in 50 years time, the Prosecco region will be, everybody will just be making dry white wines and they're going to blame Veronica Ruggeri for having this crazy idea and you'll have no friends anymore and you'll have to hide in the hill. Listen, it's been really nice to talk to you. Thank you very much awesome. For bringing the wine in and also for lighting that fantastic fire behind you. We wish you and your family continued success. And take care and stay safe and hopefully see you soon. Thanks, Veronica.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Monty. It's a pleasure for me.
Ciao, ciao.
Listen to all of our pods on SoundCloud, iTunes, Spotify, Himalaya FM and on italianwinepodcast.com. Don't forget to send your tweets to @ItaWinePodcast.